the Lord alone. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Heather admired her friend Jane's commitment to the Lord regarding her marriage. Jane sought the Lord's will daily in praying specifically for her husband and that the Lord would make her the wife he called her to be. Joshua challenges God's people to make one of the most important decisions ever. Choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. If we answer as Joshua did, that we will serve the Lord alone, then our marriages must look differently than the world's marriages. As wives, the thoughts we have, the behaviors we model, the actions we take must reflect a servant of God who chooses to worship the Lord alone. How do we reflect to the world the wife God is creating us to be? We must know the Lord, confessing with our lips that Jesus is Lord and believing in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead. We must regularly study and know God's word, memorizing scripture as the Lord leads. Daily, we must commune with God through prayer, quiet time, and reflection, praying specifically for our husbands and our marriages. Through daily choosing the Lord alone and abiding in Him, the Holy Spirit residing in us as believers empowers us to model to the world the wife God desires us to be. Lord, just as Joshua chose you, I also choose you. For me and my household, we will serve you alone. The Lord wrote this devotional, The Lord Alone, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Devotional Readings for Wives, To Love and to Cherish.